Support for The Takeaway comes from Staples, with copy and print solutions for small business, including color copies and presentations, booklets and manuals, and custom framed prints and posters. More at Staples stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Dan Gill has been a teacher in New Jersey for more than 40 years. His story and that of a former student, Trey Moses, now serving 15 years for murder, is featured in a new documentary called The One That Got Away. Now, Gill told John Hockenberry that Trey's fate still haunts him, but it doesn't stop him. If anything, it pushes him back into the classroom and to building relationships with his students.
I think the biggest thing about teaching is building relationships. And the biggest thing that any teacher needs to do before they begin to teach whatever it is that they've been assigned to teach is to begin to understand who that student is that sits before them and try to assess what are the ways in which they learn, what are the things that are preventing them from achieving, what are the things that they do well, what are their weaknesses, and who are they as real people, so that you can begin to relate to them in a way that they'll begin to understand that you're teaching not a subject, but you're teaching them.
Earlier this hour, we heard the voice of Trey, who was in prison. And you can hear both that he's a kid, but you can also hear that he is in prison. Give me a sense of that Trey, who was the kid you saw.
Trey was one of those kids who you would always want as a student because he was inquisitive. He didn't just accept the lesson. He wanted to extend the lesson. And he did so in a very positive way that helped other students learn. So this was the kid that sat in front of us, and we were just in awe of that enthusiasm and that curiosity.
Trey Moses lived in two worlds, and one of them was your classroom, and one of them was the world that he knew. Here he is talking about that world in the film.
A lot of guys locked up now, they know me. They don't even know what I look like now, but they know me ever since I was little because I was a little baby walking around in the streets with my mother and her friends. They were doing drugs, and it's all I ever seen.
How much were you aware of the disadvantages that Trey Moses came from?
We were very aware early on about his challenges. One of his challenges was the fact that his father, who was his guardian at that time, would never sign a permission slip to go on a trip. That's a real challenge because the classroom is one thing, but for kids like Trey, they need to be outside the classroom into places where we can take them and so that they can absorb more information. So there was one challenge. The second challenge was he used to tell me all the time, and I stay late at school because of kids like him because they have very little after school and there's no program for them. And he would say, Mr. Gill, do I have to go home? I really don't want to go home. And it used to affect me greatly when I would have to say, no, I have to go now. And then the third thing we knew is that he was hungry. He was hungry all the time. A colleague of mine used to bring him lunch each and every day because he didn't have that kind of a home life where that he received that sort of support.
Here's what Shelton White, Trey Moses' father, said when finally confronted by John Block about why he seemed to be not involved in Trey's success at school.
I wasn't that kind of a parent. I'm not coming to the game. I'm not doing that. That's not me. I'm going to hit the streets. I'm going to take care of my business. I'm going to take care of my son and keep him straight. But y'all, I don't have nothing to do with you.
What was your response when you heard that?
That's who he was back then, and I'm sure that's who he is today. That's exactly what our frustration was. We couldn't even reach him on the phone. It was very, very difficult.
What did Trey believe was possible for him? What did you believe was possible for him? And when did you know that it was slipping away?
Our science teacher, Miss Blank at that time, her name is now Mrs. Noto, she said, okay, he can be a leader. And so she was in charge of the student council at that time. So what she decided to do is to encourage him to be participant in the student council. And then in seventh grade, at the end of seventh grade, they have the election for the president of the school for the next academic year. She encouraged him to do that because she felt that that leadership was going to provide for him an opportunity to explore those areas that we knew that he was capable of doing.
Did he win?
Yeah, he wins by a landslide.
Oh my God.
And the funny part of the story is that he's got all the what you would call the, like the nerdy kids like working on his campaign, and they're writing his campaign speeches and whatever, and you know they're trying to guide him, you know, to
this
victory.
Is the guy.
And the funny thing is he gets up to make the speech in front of the student body, and he throws the papers away, and he just talks.
Good morning. I'm to write a student council president, as you all should know, and I'm making a speech.
He just says what's on his mind, and that's like it took over the whole student body. He wins, and then what happens is that's where the eighth grade comes in, where it starts to deteriorate. He begins to get into trouble. It's minor at first, and that kind of spirals out of control. He gets in so much trouble, he has to go to juvie. His father doesn't come to get him, and he spends 2 weeks in juvie. And I don't think he was ever the same after that.
It's easy for me to say, there's no way to overcome something like that.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Each of us in our own lives who teach believe that we are able to meet those challenges. And yes, practically speaking, you cannot actually reach each and every child in a way that you would like to, but you don't give up and you never say no, and you do everything in your power, if you really truly believe in what you do, is to help kids like that find their dream and to find the place where they rightfully belong in our society and not to be underserved. And the one thing about this film that I think is important is that it's not emblematic of what I did or the other teachers you see in the film. I think what hopefully people walk away with is the understanding of how many teachers do this sort of work each and every day beyond the scope of what their responsibilities are. Our profession has taken quite a hit lately about what we don't do. But I would say that if you look at that film, you're going to see the face of so many people who do so many things to help young people. And even though he's in jail today, I now have sitting in front of me students who are just like him, and I'm not going to let this opportunity pass by.
Dan Gill, social studies teacher at Glenfield Middle School in Montclair, New Jersey. Thank you so much, Dan.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's Dan Gill speaking with John Hockenberry. The One That Got Away premieres tonight at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on WNET Channel 13 in New York. You can find it anywhere online at WNET.org.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.